We're chapping. All right, we got some music up next. Sarah and Marnie have
okay, so we're gonna talk first. So last time for the End of the World podcast, Marnie and I both ended up playing a song, which brought up a lot of questions from you guys, mostly. What is a viola? for future reference, it's that instrument right there. So afterwards, we were talking and kind of thinking, like, how do we explain the viola to someone? And
how do we explain viola to a bunch of nerds?
Right, exactly. And somehow we ended up at, if orchestra were Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Viola. The violas would be the Jedi's.
Slow down, everybody. I want to hear her justification.
Okay, so point number one. I'm going to do a little bit of visual stuff here first. I have a couple pictures here. Who recognizes these? Yeah? Okay. This is a treble clef and this is a bass clef. They're pretty commonly seen. Now, who recognizes this? One of you.
Kind of.
Okay, like two and a half of you. And I think Dwight is lying. This is an alto clef. This is what violas read when they read music. So, here's my first point in here. Not a lot of people know what alto clef is. Thank you for demonstrating. a lot of people haven't even heard of it. There are some people that have heard of it, but I'm not joking. They thought it was a myth. I have a friend that was playing in an ensemble for a church service where someone was composing original music for them, because a lot of quartets end up playing in churches at some point. And the composer came up to my friend and said, "So, do you want your part in treble or bass?" And she said, "How about alto?" And this person, who had been in music for a very long time, was writing music, said, "I thought that was a myth." I'm not joking. So, yeah, we're the only ones in the orchestra that read alto clef. We do also read treble clef sometimes, because I think that, like, Mozart got tired and was like, okay, you're going to play in treble now.
That's nice.
So we can read both. But violins can't go back and read alto in the middle of their music. They certainly have never been asked to. But it's just not a thing that happens. There are a lot of similarities between alto clef and the Force. So when you get to like A New Hope, not everyone really knows what it is. They don't really understand it. They haven't heard of it. Right? It's just like this mysterious thing. Han thought the Force was a myth. and even though, here's my point here about the treble clef being able to read both. So when they're destroying the Death Star, right, Luke is trying to use the computer thing to aim for, like, the little mysteriously left open gas valve or whatever, like, garbage chute thing to destroy the Death Star, and he can't do it. Everyone else could use the computer to do it, but Luke decides to use the Force. No one else can use the Force, but Luke is able to do it. And so that's kind of like us being able to switch back into alto clef. Mm-hmm.
It works, you guys. I've seen Star Wars.
Exactly. And like, if Darth Vader gets pissed, he can force choke someone. General Akbar, you don't see him doing that. It just doesn't happen. So, point two, there are not a lot of us. It just doesn't happen. It's not like the glamorous instrument that would be the violin, mostly.
Were you killed off by one of your own?
So there's, usually it's a much smaller section, dwarfed by the two separate sections of violins. sometimes we're not even included in the smaller groups. I have another visual representation here. There are not a lot of Jedis. If you look at this picture here in the forest of Endor, we've got C-3PO, R2-D2, Han, Leia, Chewbacca, and then the Jedi stuck all the way in the back. Can barely see him. And here we go again. In this photo, one Jedi to three other people. So it's pretty similar ratio that we're up against here. So that's point number two.
Violas do a lot of the foundation work for the orchestra. Sort of behind the scenes a little bit. We're laying the mortar groundwork down, but we will often play the part that helps connect the lines of the melodies and the deeper harmonies. So you have the violins out there doing their own little really high-pitched thing that's really shrieky. And then you have, you know, the nice cellos, and they're okay. It's
yeah,
okay.
Bass
is kind of just chugging along, doing its thing. Right. Violas are in the middle, just bringing it all together beautifully.
Doing all the groundwork.
No better spot. So it's a very, you know, adds some cohesion and depth to the pieces. So it really rounds out the picture for a very in-sync orchestra experience, such as the Jedis, who do a lot of the peacekeeping as well, bringing everybody together, making it all smooth.
Yeah.
We'll function as go-betweens between the different groups. And so if you think about it, what happened when the Jedis went away? Then the Empire takes over. And it's terrible. If the Jedis are gone, it's only violins. The violas are gone. I mean, it's only violins. And
yeah,
it's pretty crap. I mean, if you think about it, like... basically, it's kind of like a second violin, knowing that they're not going to get that music scholarship, so they switch to viola.
Yep.
You know, because there's less of us. They're not a true viola. You know, they play it, but it's not the same. So some more philosophical type of people can see the bigger picture. So keeping it smooth. Also, violas don't really get great parts all the time in movies or orchestras. So
a lot of quarter notes, guys.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what that means,
boring.
It's boring.
It's boring. It's bump, 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 or bump, bump. I'm like, oh, God.
We're happy to do it. It's just boring.
I mean, we'll do the best quarter notes you've ever heard, but... So you need to get, you know, some more interesting kind of pieces going on there. So in order to do that, you have to be a little persuasive and kind of crafty, such as a Jedi might be. So Obi-Wan got rid of the stormtroopers, and so we have to use those types of similar skills to talk our conductors into giving us nicer parts. I've done that before, and it's worked out pretty well.
Yep, and we're usually in a better position to suggest what's going to go along because we know what's going on outside
the high
of the
end,
melody.
The low end, everything. Yeah. So, yeah, in a good position.
And last point, John Williams has written some pretty great music. There is no arguing with this. He wrote the music for Star Wars, and a lot of times, as we've been saying, the viola part can get pretty repetitive, and John tends to always write us at least one good part, for which we're very grateful. We usually get to play the melody at least a couple times. I don't know if he was friends with a violist when he was a child or what, but he's done some nice things for violas. He's done some pretty great things for the Jedis, too, because with that music, they became just, you know, the music is what really pops them off the screen and into our hearts. You're humming the music when you leave the theater. So this is my picture of John Williams. yeah, so he's pretty awesome. And basically, we decided that we really
Without
wanted
further
to play
ado.
Some Star Wars.
Bill, don't be swayed by your emotions here. Don't let this...
Oh, see, I like this, because for about half a year in fifth grade, I played the viola.
Oh, hell no.
Oh. Hey. Ultimately not talented enough.
Search your feelings, Bill. You know it to be true.
They kicked me right out of the Jedi Academy.
You're too old.
I like to tell myself that.
Only 10, 11?
Yeah.
That's like Anakin.
Yeah,
that's Anakin.
Yeah. You're going to wind up a violin
anyway.
All those kids died anyway.
He killed the younglings! No!
That was the life you got to do that.
And Luke would not go back in time and save them.
Turned out fine for Luke.
A story about it next month.
It's the Wookiee.
Yeah.